Let's hear more now about the verdict in the first big trial related to the collapse of the subprime mortgage market. Two former Bear Stearns hedge fund managers were found not guilty yesterday. Ralph Chaffee and Matthew Tanin were accused of misleading investors about the health of their funds. Investors lost $1.6 billion. From member station WNYC, Lisa Chow reports.
The verdict came relatively quickly. After 7 hours of deliberations, Chaffee and Tanin looked at the jurors without much expression at first. But as the foreman repeated not guilty for each of the six charges, they both finally broke into a smile. Their wives and even some of their lawyers immediately started to cry. Chaffee and Tanin didn't speak to reporters afterwards, but Chaffee's lawyer said he was glad the jurors listened. And Tanin, in a written statement, said, quote, "My family and I are eternally grateful." The U.S. Attorney's Office said it was disappointed with the outcome, but that it accepts the jury's verdict and that enforcing and protecting honesty and integrity in the financial markets will continue to be one of the office's main priorities.
Well, it was really fraud. That's what we were looking at.
Ryan Goolsby was one of the jurors at the trial.
Were these statements meant fraudulently? Were they trying to deceive investors in terms to make gains for themselves? And we just did not see that.
Goolsby also criticized the government's use of selected quotes from emails, saying they were taken out of context. Sir Fain Stimson was another juror.
They were optimistic about their funds. This was their baby. You know, they built this. And I don't think they ultimately believed that this was going to fail.
Daniel Richman is a law professor at Columbia University and a former federal prosecutor in Manhattan. He says the government in this case did not have a cooperator, someone saying, "This is how we planned to commit these crimes." Prosecutors relied more on circumstantial evidence, and Richman says that hurt them.
I think when jurors, in the face of massive financial losses and massive allegations of financial wrongdoing in the economy, probably were surprised to find this was the level of proof the government brought forward.
Richman says the acquittal is a setback for the U.S. Attorney's Office because it undermines its strong record on convictions and its credibility in future cases.
I think it will cause prosecutors to be a lot more careful at the strength of the cases they bring and be very focused on the readiness of jurors to look past massive investor loss.
The defense attorneys clearly won sympathy for their clients. Aram Hong was another juror who had a message for the two men.
If I can talk to Chaffee and Tanin right now, I would just be like, you know, everybody has hurdles in their life and this is one of yours. Just hopefully they'll be able to bounce back.
Chaffee and Tanin still face several civil lawsuits by their fund's investors and lenders. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Chow in New York.